The following is another KKPR sports presentation. 98.9 The Vibe presents high school basketball. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by The Vibe Sports Club. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And welcome back one final time, everyone, to the Bison Dome in Central City for continuing coverage of the 2023 Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. As we wrap things up tonight with the girls' championship, the number one and two seeds also happen to be the number one and two teams ranked in the state in Class D1. This is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Glad to have you along with us for Centura and Ravenna. The Centurions are 17-2. Ravenna is 19-1, but Ravenna won the regular season meeting last Friday by a score of 53-40.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
Well, tonight, despite being the number one ranked team, Ravenna is the number two seed, and they will be the visitors, and they'll start with number zero, 5'7" senior, Torrey Sklenar, who leads the team at just under 20 points a game. Number one, 5'7" senior, is Aspen Wick. Number three, 5'4" senior, Morgan Fidelke. Number five, 5'10" junior, Sarah McEwen, right around that 8-point mark as well. And rounding out the starting lineup is number 21, Kennedy Hurt. Hurt, 5'8" senior, averages just under 12 points a ball game here for the Ravenna Lady Blue Jays. They come in on the season averaging about 52 points per basketball game. So that's what we're looking at here for the Ravenna Lady Blue Jays, 55 points per contest. The head coach is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dale Zorb and Aaron Jarvie. They're 19-1 on the season. The only loss came on opening night to Amherst, who right now is leading in the fourth quarter of the Fort Kearney Conference Championship game. They defeated Central City to start off the Lou Platt Conference Tournament and survived in overtime last night against Donovan Trumbull. Now the starting lineup for the Centura Centurions. Number zero is 5'7" junior Kaylee Coughlin at 8 points a game. Number one, 5'3" junior Kiara Wooden. She's at 8.5 points a game. Number 12, 5'7" senior is Taya Christensen, 8 points a game. The leading scorer, number 14, 6 foot senior Sydney Davis, 17 points a game. And number 24, the 5'9" senior Paige Crawford. The head coach, Lathion Brown, assisted by Scott Kornick and Ashlyn Rath. They are now 17-2 on the season. Centura defeated Arcadia Loop City and then held off Ord 48-46 last night to make it here to the championship game. The last time that these teams won it, over a decade ago. We'll see if that changes. You've been listening to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
All right, it'll be the home white and maroon trim for the Centura Centurions, the traveling black and light blue trim for the Ravenna Blue Jays. We're ready to get the championship underway. One versus two, and Sydney Davis will win the tip, and the Centurions will move from left to right. Ravenna from right to left as you listen along your radio dial here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Bolas, and the World Wide Web at newschannelnebraska.com. We had this game just last Friday as Wooden bangs a three to start the basketball game, and Centura is on the board. Our boys' championship, which Donovan Trumbull won, also had both teams come out and hit a three to start the basketball game. Here, fast break the other way, and Aspen Wicks getting a layup at the other end, perfectly executed. Started with a long outlet pass there from Kennedy Hurt. Now pressure in the backcourt. Centura's got to handle that a little bit better than they did last Friday. Fast break up to Crawford. It's off her leg and out of bounds. So the turnover, the first of the ball game on the second possession for Centura. And full court pressure going to be put on. Last week in the game, it was 7-3 at the end of the first quarter, 30-13 at halftime, Ravenna, and 40-18 going into the fourth quarter before they won at 53-40. Wick has it in the left corner. Sklenar at 21 points. It's picked off. Sydney Davis has it. Goes in for the uncontested layup and scores. 5-2 in favor of Centura. So already off to a much better start than last week, where Shaleski got a shot at the buzzer as their only field goal in the first quarter. Here they're able to get 5 points in the first minute as the ball's poked away. Again in the boys' game, it was Donovan Trumbull staying undefeated, 69-55 over Central City in the boys' championship game. Inbounds to Sklenar. Sklenar in the paint draws the foul. Torrey will head to the line and shoot two. First foul of the game on Kiara Wooden. Wooden, pretty much the hero of last night's game, getting a couple of offensive rebounds in the last minute to keep Centura the basketball, which they eventually won on a foul. Free throw, Sklenar is up and in. With 1.5 seconds to go, Sydney Davis hit two free throws to win it 48-46. Second free throw is also good. So it's 5-4. Centura on top here. And with pressure, the ball stolen away. Davis goes for the block. Davis blocks the shot of Sklenar. It goes out of bounds. And Ravenna not able to capitalize there on the steal. And we'll throw it in again. Get it to Christensen. Outlet pass tipped. And Hurt tipped it, and it's stolen away by Fidelke. Centura with their third turnover. And now Hurt gets it up top to Wick. On the weak side, Sklenar outside the arc here against the man-to-man. Torrey for three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Paige Crawford. And here comes Centura. Wooden working against Wick. Kiara goes right by her to the top of the circle. Fidelke cuts her off. Give it to Crawford, who will shoot the three. She just hasn't been hot the last couple times. Tries to lob it into Davis. Throws it over her hand. And out of bounds. Fourth turnover for Centura here in the first 2 minutes. Yet they still have the lead. 5-4. Earlier in the girls' consolation, it was all Ord today, 71-39 over Donovan Trumbull. Fast break down to Wick, takes one dribble around Copland and lays it up and in. And Ravenna takes the lead for the first time at 6-5. The boys' consolation, Wood River held off Ravenna, 44-40 was the final score. Here's Davis trying to get more involved, attacks the rim on the right side, put it up too strong, no good. Sarah McEwen will get the rebound. Up the floor to Sklenar. It's 2-on-3. She'll stop. Fired over to Wick. Aspen tried to get it into McEwen. Crawford knocked it away, but Ravenna will save the possession. Hurt to Sklenar. Although not as packed as the last game because of Central City, still a good crowd as Hurt drives. Crossover dribble. Good. Kennedy Hurt with her first bucket. And Ravenna's on a 6-0 run. They lead it by a score of 8-5. Yet to have 3 minutes gone of the game. Outlet pass Christensen. She lobbed it into the corner. Back out Davis for the three, and Sydney cannot connect. Wooden tries to save it, and when she does, it goes right to Sarah McEwen. Up the floor to Hurt. And again, one thing to watch here, there's a little more depth for Centura. Ravenna only has 10 girls max, and they'll play about 7 of them. Into McEwen. Turnaround jumper is good, and she draws the foul and gives the Tiger Woods fist pump. And McEwen will go to the line. 8 in a row here for Ravenna. And the foul's on Wooden, and she's got 2. And Centura cannot afford to lose her. She's coming out of the game. Katie Haydenfeld is a good backup, but Wooden is just all fire and brimstone when she's in there. It is go time. And on the other end, here comes Cassidy Hurt, Kennedy's younger sister for Ravenna. And McEwen now tries to complete the three-point play for the Jays. on the way, and it hits the front of the rim and in. She'll come out. Claire Coulter will come in. Her and Coulter bounce back and forth as far as playing and starters, but that's about where you go is these two. And then Kelly Huerta may slide in a little bit as well. Here's Sydney Davis down the middle of the floor, stops the top of the key, kicks it over to Haydenfelt, back out, three-pointer on the way, and it is all net for Kaylee Coughlin. And we're going to get a timeout called after the make by the Centura Centurions with a 30-second break brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you. We've got a great start here, 4:35 to go, and we're in the first quarter. It's 11-8, Ravenna on top of Centura in the Lou Platt Conference Final.
When experience matters, ENT Physicians and Family Hearing of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994, along with speech therapy services. With our main office located in Kearney and 9 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Klingensmith at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on the Vibe 98.9, as it will be Ravenna with the basketball, leading it by a score of 11-8. Kick it out for a three. Fidelke! Morgan Fidelke gets her first bucket, and that's the first three of the contest here for Ravenna, and they lead it by a score of 14-8. Driving in at the other end, Christensen puts it up, no good. Rebound fought for underneath. Cassidy Hurt has it, and then she is going to be fouled. Let's see where this one goes. Going to be on the Centurions, Taya Christensen, her first, and the team's third. So after the three-pointer by Fidelke, a 14-8 lead here for Ravenna after being down 5-2. Here's Sklenar starting the drive. Back cut Hurt. Cassidy comes in. Left hand, no good. All Centura underneath the hoop. Katie Haydenfelt comes away with the rebound. They tried to throw it away, but it belongs to Sydney Davis. Davis picked up by Kennedy Hurt. Stays with her in the man-to-man. She did a great job on her last Friday. Over to Christensen. Dumps it into the right-hand corner. Coughlin tried to lob it down low to Davis. It's knocked out of bounds by Hurt. So, again, last week it was 7-3 at the end of one. We're flying by that here. 14-8 is your score. And Centura to throw it in underneath the hoop. Gets it in to Coughlin. Starts to drive. Kicks it out. Christensen for another three. Almost banked it in. It was even too strong to bank in. The ball's going to go out of bounds off Sarah McEwen. So the first three that Centura has missed, they hit a couple, one from Wooden, one from Coughlin. But Wooden's on the bench with the early two fouls. Centura throws it in to Coughlin. Three-point land guarded by Cassidy Hurt. She knocks it away. Ball stolen away. Turnover number 5 for Centura. Fast break, Sklenar in traffic. Block from behind, Sydney Davis. Out of bounds it goes. Her second block here in the early going. It'll still be Ravenna basketball. Halftime, the Minden Whippets leading Gothenburg 32-24 in the boys. Gothenburg won the girls' game. They were up 11 at the half. Here the inbounds pass will be chucked up near midcourt, where Fidelke will pull it down. Morgan then drives into the paint, puts it up. Coughlin with good defense. It's no good. Haydenfelt with the rebound. Hurt knocks it away, and we're going to get a jump. And the arrow will point the way of Ravenna with 2:52 to go here. Nice hustle over there by Cassidy Hurt. Substitution for Centura as Haydenfelt comes back out. And checking in will be Hope McDonald. She's just got pushed over. Is this a travel going to be called here? Fans getting involved. Travel on Ravenna. That'll be their second. Tried to just run into McDonald and they got their feet tangled up and fell down. And the correct call made on the travel. Centura trying to win the tournament for the first time since 2012. Ravenna for the first time since 2011. Two long, proud traditions. Coughlin with it at the top of the circle. Bounce pass gets it over to Crawford. Lobs it down to Davis. Davis goes left, then right, and off the window and in. Second bucket for Sydney Davis. And that'll make it 14-10, Ravenna. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Girls' championship of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Rotate it over to McEwen. Three-point land. She will shoot it from time to time. Now to Hurt for three, and it's all net. Kennedy Hurt, 5 points, 17-10. Ravenna by seven. With Davis backing into the paint, kicking it into the corner. Coughlin for three. It won't go. Ooh. Crawford with a tomahawk chalk. No call. Tori Sklenhar took the brunt of that baby. And Ravenna now trying to maybe even take a double-digit lead here in the first quarter. With it is Hurt. Gives it off. Kennedy to Cassidy. Back over into the hands of Fidelke to McEwen. Needing to play some good defense here, the Centurions. Sklenar guarded by Christensen to the man-to-man. Minute 30 to go here in quarter number one. What a crossover by Fidelke, then kicked it out to McEwen for three, and she got it. Six in the quarter for Sarah McEwen, and it is a 10-point Ravenna lead. They're shooting the ball like the Donovan Trumbull boys did. They're going to import these rims to everybody's place. Here's Sydney Davis. Back cut to Christensen, a one there, overthrew her time. Turnover, Centura, their sixth. And not slowing down Ravenna. Here's Hurt. Gives it back to Sklar. Thought about a pull-up three. Instead gets it over to McEwen. Reverses it right side for Cassidy Hurt. Hands it off. Looking to weave her way through traffic. It's going to be Fidelke. Shot blocked from behind by Davis. And Centura will come out of there with the basketball. Ready to check in. A couple of J's. Christensen comes in, draws contact. And two free throws coming up. Foul called on Cassidy Hurt. That'll be the first foul of the game on Ravenna. And Taya Christensen will go to the line here to shoot a pair. And the first one on the way, and it's too strong. No good. Second free throw. And we're going to see a change. Katie Haydenfelt checks in. And the free throw is up and in. So Christensen knocks down the second one. 20-11 Ravenna. 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Kennedy Hurt. Crossover on Haydenfelt. Fouled her. The layup good. She liked the one-on-one matchup, and she's making it pay off. The foul on Haydenfeld is her first, and the team's fourth. Seven in the first quarter for Kennedy Hurt. And Ravenna playing about as well as they can play after nearly letting it go in the fourth quarter last night. Free throw good for Kennedy Hurt. 8 points now in the quarter, 23-11. Ravenna up by a dozen. Centura over on the right wing. Crawford into the corner to McDonald. McDonald knocked away out of bounds by Kelly Huerta, who's checked in there. And again, Centura just misses Kiara Wooden on the bench with two fouls for the last 4.5 minutes. Inbounds to Davis out at midcourt. Sydney working one-on-one. Nice spin move left to right. Gives it off to McDonald. Up top they go to Crawford. Reverse it to Haydenfelt. Three-pointer. Good. All net. For Katie Haydenfeld, the third three for Centura. Still 6 seconds here. Hurt's got it in her hands. She'll dump it underneath. Sklenar's got it. She has it blocked by Davis, and that's the end of the quarter. Davis with four block shots in the first quarter, but it's Ravenna 23 and Centura 14. More points in the first quarter than they had in the first half. Last week for the Centurions, this is the Lou Platte Tournament.
At your friendly Friesen and Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friesen and Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options, pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And Doug Duda back with you here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth at the Bison Dome in Central City, bringing you the Lou Platt Conference Tournament while Kearney Towing and Repair is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. And the second quarter begins with Centura handling the basketball, finding themselves down by 9, 23-14. Kiara Wooden throws it down to the block. They got it to Davis. She did not take the shot, had the advantage on Hurt. Instead, Christensen for three. It's no good. Rebound fought for, and McEwen has it, trying to get out of there with it. And finally, finds Hurt. Baseball pass down the floor to Wick. She didn't like it, so she'll kick it back out to Kennedy Hurt. Centura, six turnovers. Ravenna, two in the first quarter. Driving the baseline again is going to be Fidelke. Didn't get anything there. 3 of 4 from three-point land for Ravenna and Centura, both in the first quarter of play from downtown. Sklenar over to Hurt. She'll try another three. This one is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Kiara Wooden, and she's off to the races. Up to Christensen, dropped the ball, was going to have an uncontested layup, and the ball goes out of bounds. Off Sklenar, she went to stoop over to pick it up and kicked it with her foot. Ravenna was 4 of 4 at the line, 1 of 2 at the line for Centura in that first quarter of play. 8 points for Kennedy Hurt, leads the way for Ravenna. Centura with the basketball, and we're going to get a foul called. Little hand check on Aspen Wick. Her first and the team second. Sydney Davis, 4 points, leads the way. And none of those were three-pointers for Centura. Three different players with the three, including Kiara Wooden, who has it. Drives by Wick. Left-hand scoop shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Sklenar. 23-14 Blue Jays. A lot slower start here to this quarter than we had to start the ball game. Hurt in transition. Her three got a hand on it there. Partially blocked by Crawford. And then hitting the deck, Taya Christensen trying to grab the ball. It's out of bounds to Ravenna. So 47 points in the first quarter between these teams. They had 43 in the first half last week. 23-14 Ravenna trying to throw it in again. Out between the circles to Hurt. Kennedy with the original five on the floor. Comes to the right side to McEwen. Stays outside the arc off the screen. Wick the cutter. Crawford on her. Crawford fouled her. They're going to say two free throws coming up. First personal foul on Paige Crawford. And Aspen Wick to the line to shoot two. Her first trip to the line, she has 4 points. And the free throw is on the way, no good. Our high school basketball on the Vibe 98.9 is brought to you by Florang Chiropractic and Wellness, the Tri-City's only board-certified sports chiropractor located in Kearney, florangchiropractic.com. Free throw, no good. Rebound tipped out. Sydney Davis able to grab it here for the Centurions. That's her first board of the game to Wooden. Jump stop, kind of stopped on one foot, kept her balance and got rid of it to Christensen. Taya stripped away from behind, dribbled into the double team, and the ball taken away by Morgan Fidelke. Turnover number 7 up the floor to Sklenar. Torrey, pull up, 3, it's good. Got to get somebody on her, even though that's her first field goal of the game. 26-14, the lead back to a dozen here for Ravenna. Wooden with the dribble on the left side. Nobody really gets on her. Takes a 16-footer. It's no good. Crawford flicks it back into play. Gets it to Christensen. Back to Wooden for another three. Two air balls. And the rebound brought down by Kennedy Hurt. To the other end, they'll get it back to Hurt the trailer. And the ball goes out of bounds. Ravenna just kind of got sloppy with it there. There was nobody guarding Morgan Fidelke way out away from the hoop, and they threw it away, and now we're going to get a timeout. Lathion Brown doesn't want this to get any farther away. He's got to find some offense. There has been no points in the quarter for Centura. 5:22 to go in the first half of play. It is Ravenna 26, Centura 14. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
Bob here from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With all the changes in flooring, it's hard to know what to do. Come in and we'll guide you through the whole flooring process. Our entire B&B family is still here. At B&B, we are known for our knowledge and our friendly service. Please remember us when you're looking for flooring. Our customers say, B&B, that's where we always go.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And Doug Duda back with you here at the Bison Dome in Central City. Big thank you to Athletic Director Justin Anderson, BJ Blaze, and all the folks here for their hospitality. Sydney Davis got it down low. They double her, McEwen and Hurt. And a foul going to be called, sends Sydney to the line. Kennedy Hurt with her first foul of the ball game. Sydney Davis, 4 points, a rebound, and four blocks already. But your score is 26-14, Ravenna. Leading it by a dozen with 5:11 to go, second quarter, and Davis's free throw is good. Sydney, a ESPN Tri-City Athlete of the Month last month. That time is up, and Hannah Herrick of Amherst and Carter Erickson of Elm Creek are your rating winners, brought to you by B&B Carpet of Donovan. Free throw is good. All you have to do is nominate at ESPNSuperstation.com. Into the ball game for the Centurions is going to be Lakota Shaleski. The post, working on McEwen, but it is Ravenna basketball. Get it over into the hands of Fidelke. Off the screen, Hurt throws one up from three. It's no good. The ball comes out to McEwen, and McEwen's got to get rid of it here off of her fourth board. Back over to Wick. Wick, couple of dribbles, uses her dribble. Back up top to Hurt against the Centura man-to-man. McEwen coming off the screen. Shaleski fights through it, gets out there. Doesn't take the shot. Back up top, they'll go. Morgan Fidelke. Long possession here now for Ravenna. Sklenar dribbles behind the screen. Davis got over there and made her not take the shot. McEwen with it. Back over to Fidelke. Stutter dribble. Poked away by Davis. Sydney's going to not be able to get it before it goes out of bounds. And here comes Paige Crawford into the game, and Kaylee Coughlin will check out. Coughlin, Shaleski, Davis, along with Wooden and Christensen for Ravenna. Still got their, well, they just switched. Starting five not in there. They're going to take Wick out and bring Cassidy Hurt in. Kennedy with the basketball. Up top to Cassidy. 26-16. Each team with just one bucket here to start this quarter after all those points in the first quarter. Centura trying to get more aggressive. Davis guarding Sklenar, rotated to McEwen. Sarah kicks it into the corner. Hurt, one dribble, open for Kennedy, and she's got it. 11 points for Kennedy Hurt, and that'll make it 29-16, a 13-point lead here for this Ravenna Ball Club, their largest of the ball game. Centura takes it on the left wing. Crossover here by Haydenfelt to the baseline. Steps around off the window and in. Tough shot, but Taya Christensen gets her first bucket of the ball game. As Ravenna goes back to work here. Between the circles with it. Swing it right side. McEwen over to Hurt. Off the dribble drive. Here's Kennedy again. Christensen slapped her a couple times. No whistle, no bucket. Rebound Sydney Davis. And she'll push the ball up the floor herself here for the Centurions. Trying to get her going again. She's been quiet to Wooden. Wooden's 10-footer is no good. And out of bounds it goes. Starting to get a little frustrated over there. And Kelly Huerta will check in for the Jays. David City Aquinas is your Class D wrestling champions at the state duels today. As expected, they beat Twin Loop in the final 65-15. Central Catholic and Hershey girls tied at 36 at the end of three quarters. Underneath, Davis goes for their fifth block and ends up getting Cassidy hurt on the ground. That'll be the first foul on Sydney. And Cassidy will look for her first points of the basketball game. And the free throw too strong, no good. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will catch you up on those state wrestling duels, recap what has happened here today, and keep you updated on what's going on in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Second free throw, that one is good. Cassidy Hurt knocks it down. And checking back in, Christensen for Centura. Chaleski will check out. 2:43 remaining in the first half. 30-18 Blue Jays. They have a 12-point lead here, but Centura's got the ball. See if Wooden can get the job done. She brings it across the timeline, stops and throws it behind Crawford, and out of bounds it goes. Second turnover of the quarter, eighth of the ball game. Just nothing going right now for the Centurions. They've been outscored 7-4 here. Had a big throw today for Alexia Johansson, the Husker tracksters. Don't talk about that much. She breaks the school record in the women's shot put and now sets it number one in the nation, 63 feet, 4 inches. It's the second farthest throw all time in the indoor, and it's the second farthest so far in this young season. Driving the baseline, looking for some room. Huerta, her pass knocked away by Christensen. And Ravenna, after a short break, will bring Kennedy Hurt back into the ball game. And Cassidy will check out. 19-1 Ravenna, 17-2 Centura. Girls championship. After we saw Donovan Trumbull go to 20-0 and Central City to 18-2 in the boys' final. 69-55, Christensen went for the steal and whacked Kennedy Hurt on the arm. Second foul on Taya, and then that is going to put him into bonus. That's the seventh team foul. Kennedy is 1-1 at the line, has 11 points so far in the basketball game. And she'll take a couple of dribbles. Front end of the 1-1 is good. Our high school basketball on the Vibe 98.9, brought to you by Currency, makes financing quick, easy, and secure. For heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, and more, visit GoCurrency.com for details. And the second free throw is also good for Kennedy Hurt. She's got 13, and the lead now at 14 points for Ravenna. 32-18, Wooden comes to a jump stop, leaves it off for Davis, backs her way into the free throw line, now kicks it back out to Christensen. And they'll reset it here with Wooden. Comes off the screen. Slanar on her. Looks for the back cut. They had Davis momentarily. Now Wooden tries the 14-footer. No good. Davis got the rebound, and she's fouled on the putback. Sydney Davis going to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be called on Claire Coulter. Her first of the game. Just the fourth Ravenna foul. And Davis's first free throw is no good. Too strong. Ella Rasmussen is in there for Centura. Just as we say that, Coughlin comes in. She played really well last night in the win over Ord. Did Rasmussen. Second free throw by Davis. It won't go. Crawford punched the ball out of bounds, and it will belong to Ravenna. So Ravenna has Huerta, Coulter, Sklenar, Kennedy Hurt, and Morgan Fidelke on the floor for Centura. I think we're back to the original five, which we are. They're coming out in a 1-3-1 zone. They started that last night. Then Orge shot them out of it. Here's Sklenar. Dribbles to the right side. Took an extra step. Got it knocked away. Picked up the loose basketball. Shot's no good. Now we're going to have a fight for the loose ball and a jump between Christensen and Sklenar. The arrow points the way of Ravenna. So they'll get it underneath their own hoop. 1:24 remaining. The Amherst girls hold on 51-47 to beat Overton in the FKC Championship. What a game. 51-47 Amherst over Overton. Sklenar, deep three. Front of the iron, no good. Bodies on the floor. Off Coughlin. And another chance for Ravenna. So the boys' championship coming up at 8 o'clock on ESPN Tri-Cities. Amherst goes for the sweep as they take on SEM. Earlier, Ansley Litchfield beat the SEM boys in the consolation. And that was a six-point game. In the girls' consolation, SEM clipped Wilcox-Hildreth 49 to 47. So they've had three close ones over in Holdridge on ESPN. Now back to action here with a minute 10 to go. Ball's been slapped out of bounds three straight times by Centura. Haven't been able to steal it. But they have created more inbounds plays. And it looks like Duke is going to beat North Carolina up six with 10 seconds to go in men's basketball today. Iowa State beat Kansas earlier today on ESPN 68-53. Working it around the perimeter. The ball swatted away. They tried to throw it inside. It's tipped, and Sydney Davis will grab the loose ball. Fourth Ravenna turnover over to Christensen. Big step towards the hoop. Up and in, and draws the blocking foul. Big girl play there by Taya Christensen, and she's got a chance to complete the three-point play. The foul on Morgan Fidelke is her first and the team's fifth. Real important if Centura can close this gap even more here before halftime. And the free throw is good. Christensen five in the quarter, six in the game, 32-21 Ravenna. And McEwen's going to check back in here after that made free throw. Coulter will check out. Carol Wooden still on the floor here with those two fouls. I thought maybe Coach Brown in these last few seconds would take her out so she doesn't pick up a cheap one. Hurt into the corner to Wick. Starts the drive. Now they try to trap her in the corner, and they do, and we're going to get a timeout called by Ravenna. It'll be their first timeout of the game, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. 38 seconds to go in the first half. Ravenna has the ball, and a 32-21 lead over the Centurions here on the Vine.
Family owned and operated for 30 years, Holdridge Irrigation is here to help you with any of your irrigation needs. Our four locations can compete with any other irrigation company in sales and service. Holdridge, Lexington, Alden, and Ravenna all have incredible stores where you can get any rink and pivot part and talk to some amazing people. Stop by and meet the family anytime between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. For more information, check us out at holdridgeirrigation.com or give us a call at 308-995-4000 to schedule an appointment for a quote on a new rink and pivot.
Doug Dudabank with you here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. As we're down to the final 38 seconds of this first half of play, how will Ravenna handle it? Will they attack? Will they play for one? It looks like they want to attack. They'll get it over, and Hurt hits another three. Kennedy Hurt having a heck of a game in the first half of this championship, 35-21. You get a stop there. Centura could have got it to single digits. Now they get it to Davis. Backs her way in. Spins with the left hand off the window and in. So Sydney answers. She's got eight. Still plenty of time, though, for Ravenna with 13 seconds as they bring it into the front court. Hurt gets it over to Wick. Back up to McEwen. 6 seconds. McEwen down to the baseline. It goes through Wick's hands and out of bounds. And it'll belong to Centura with 3.3. See how Centura handles this. Wooden to throw it in. You got to send somebody deep if you want to have any chance of getting a shot away. They think about it. Still think about it. Give it to Crawford. Back to Wooden. Nobody covers her. Kiera from half court on the way, and it's no good. It was close. Glass and rim. But we are at halftime, and once again, the Blue Jays have a comfortable lead in this one-versus-two matchup against the Centura Centurions. At the half, in the Lou Platt Conference Girls Basketball Championship game, it's the Ravenna Lady Jays 35, the Centura Centurions 23. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up here on the Vine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on. Relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
At Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington, we are proud to have been serving the local communities of Central Nebraska since 1982. 40-plus years of taking good care of the best customers anywhere, from a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to new Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick are the only things you need to know for all your automotive needs. Sales, service, parts, tires, and so much more. Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry, Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
Well, it was a heck of a start to the ball game. 23-14 after one, and then a really slow start to the second quarter, but Ravenna outscored Centura 12-9 there in that second quarter, and here at the half, lead it 35-23. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Well, we'd heard about it. We'd done a news story on it, a News Channel Nebraska, but just thumbs up. There's a lot of cool facilities, and more that are new ones are being coming around. But the Bison Dome that they have here in Central City, as an addition to their already beautiful school, is quite the place to play, and a great atmosphere we had in the boys' championship game. Unfortunately for the hometown, Bison Central City came out on the short end, and we'll take a look at all of those numbers here in just a little bit. Do want to take a look at what else is going on in the world of sports, and here's what we've got for you. From the Fort Kearney Conference, the girls' championship goes to Amherst. Our reigning athlete of the month on the girls' side, Hannah Herrick of Amherst, scores 32 points in a 51-47 win against Overton. And again, there are so many good teams in different classes, C2, D1, D2 in the FKC. Hopefully they can all get down to Lincoln. In the girls' consolation, two more rated teams, 49-47 SEM edged Wilcox-Hildreth. And in the boys' consolation, Ansley Litchfield gave Elm Creek their third loss of the year, 37-31. The boys' final coming up at the top of the hour between Amherst and SEM. In our games here in the Lou Platt tournament today, it started off with the girls' consolation. Ord hit 4 3-pointers in the first quarter, forced 11 turnovers in the second quarter, was up 44-17 at the half, and cruised to a 71-39 win over Donovan Trumbull, a team that had beaten them by two just last week. For Ord, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks for Michaela Ray, 14 points for Marin Riley, 13 points, 7 rebounds for Claire Cargill. For Donovan Trumbull, Charlie Richter had 13 and Kalia Olson had 12. Then you go to the boys' consolation game, and it was Wood River winning a low-scoring one, 44-40 over Ravenna. 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks for Caleb Polk, 11 points for Anthony Rendoni, 9 for Christian Johnson to avenge their loss to Ravenna from earlier this season. For Ravenna, they were led by Caden Broderson, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 11 points for Zach Lewandowski, 10 points for Gavin Standage. He also had 3 blocks in the ball game. And then the boys' championship game, Donovan Trumbull shot lights out. They made 11 three-pointers in the first three quarters. They were up 31-22 at halftime. We were tied 16-all after the first quarter, and then it ended up being a 69-55 victory for Donovan Trumbull over Central City. They were 16 out of 19 at the free throw line, and they had a majority of their team in double figures. 16 points for Jake Collinson and Parker Volk, 13 for Ty Bennett, 11 for Jack Poppy. Donovan Trumbull boys are 20-0. Central City is 18-2, both losses coming to Donovan Trumbull. Aiden Zickman had 22 points. Kenai Carney had 13 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 points for Dylan Pfeiffer in that contest. Now we want to give you an update on what's going on at the state high school wrestling duels as the championships are winding down in Class A. Millard South and Lincoln East are battling right now. Papillion La Vista took third over Norfolk, 34-32, and fifth went to Elkhorn South over North Platte, 46-27. In Class B, Omaha Scut is taking on Blair. Third place went to Bennington over Cozad, 38-36, and Waverly beat Northwest for fifth, 54-18. Class C dual championships. Broken Bow brings home the state title, 56-15 over Battle Creek. Third place went to St. Paul, 48-22 over Fillmore Central. They won the Lou Platte Conference title. And Raymond Central takes fifth, 42-28 over Loganview. And finally, in the Class D championships, Aquinas 65-15 over Twin Loop. Sutherland took third over Shelby Rising City, 36-34. And Cambridge took fifth over Thayer Central by a score of 54-27. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers we had in our basketball game, which is led 35-23 by the Ravenna Lady Jays. For Centura, we have Kaylee Coughlin, a three-point bucket. Kiera Wooden, a three-point bucket and a rebound. Katie Haydenfeld, a three-point bucket and two rebounds. Taya Christensen, 6 points and a rebound. Sydney Davis, 8 points, three rebounds, and four block shots. And Paige Crawford, 2 rebounds and a block. 14 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, 23 points, 9 rebounds. 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. 3 out of 7 from three-point land, 5 blocks and 8 turnovers. Christensen and Wooden each have 2 fouls. For Ravenna, Tori Sklenar, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Aspen Wick, 4 points. Morgan Fidelke has a three-point bucket. Sarah McEwen, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Cassidy Hurt, 1 point, 2 rebounds. But the star so far tonight, Kennedy Hurt, 16 points. She's hit 3 threes and has 1 rebound. 23 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half for Ravenna, 35 points. I have them for 10 rebounds, 7 of 10 at the free throw line, 6 of 10 from three-point land, 5 turnovers, nobody with more than 1 foul. Halftime of the Lou Platte Conference Girls Championship, the top 2 teams in D1, number 1 Ravenna leading number 2 Centura, 35-23. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Looking for a quality but still affordable vehicle during this Wild West used car market? Many of our customers have found peace of mind through our great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles. Each of them going through a 172-point inspection and reconditioning process by factory-trained technicians. Add to that a free Carfax report along with a nationwide warranty that's backed by over 100 years of experience from the Big Blue Oval. Experience the difference right here at home and join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer is always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever, no matter what comes your way. Delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Time to get the second half underway, and Centura turns it over immediately here. And a fast break the other way. The layup by Fidelke, no good. The ball gets tipped out of bounds. And it will belong to Ravenna after the turnover to start the third quarter. Not what Centura was hoping for. 35-23. And the inbounds pass, Lenar in the lane. A little five-footer is up and in. Torrey with her first two-point bucket of the ball game. 8 points in the game, 37-23, equaling the largest lead of the evening. And Crawford, she wanted to pass it to Christensen, and she wasn't looking and ended up losing her balance and walking with the basketball. So back-to-back turnovers to start the second half here for the Centurions. Again, these teams are in the same sub-district. Ball dribbled off the foot in the backcourt. We're going to have a scrap for it. Wooden's on it, and Wooden forces a jump ball, albeit it's still Ravenna basketball. So a little herky-jerky start here to the second half. McEwen takes it across the timeline. One dribble against the double team. Needs some help. Tries to step through and luckily got it over to Fidelki. And then she's tied up by Christensen. And now the arrow will point the way of Centura. 7:13 to go here in the third quarter. 37-23 Ravenna with the lead. Wooden with the basketball. Let's see if she can get on track here. After two early fouls, hasn't done much offensively. Hasn't got her shot to fall to Coughlin. Stays on the left wing to Wooden. Got the screen, but there were two Ravenna players there, so she couldn't screen them both. Kiera brings it to the free throw line. High post gives it off. Three-pointer on the way. Christensen, it's good. And Taya Christensen with her first three. She's got nine. 37-26 Ravenna. Jays push it up the floor against the pressure. They break it. They get it to Wick underneath the hoop. Can't get the shot. Good bounce pass to Fidelki, and then it's knocked out of her hands out of bounds. It'll stay with Ravenna. Looked like she was going to have two opportunities to get the shot away, and neither time was able to. They'll box the lane as Hurt throws it in from underneath the Ravenna hoop. Into the opposite corner, off the screen, Fidelki. Hands it off to Sklenar. Torrey into the middle of the lane. Puts it up too strong that time. And they didn't grab the rebound. We're going to get another quick jump between Wick and Coughlin. Another jump for Ravenna. Three jumps here in 50 seconds. Ravenna ball again. Centura hoping to get a stop, get something going here. Inbounds pass deflected away by Crawford. It angles into the Davis' hands. Sydney up the middle of the floor. Bounce pass, tried to get it to Wooden underneath, and it didn't bounce. Centura's got to slow down. That's a great idea. I mean, there's a difference between up-tempo and too fast, and probably cost themselves 2 points right there after making a nice play at the other end. Putting that 1-3-1 three-quarter court zone on hasn't really affected Ravenna too much in this game. In the front court, McEwen throws over the top to Hurt. Davis, got to watch that reach. Goes for the basketball again. Gives it over to Wick. Ravenna fans starting to make some noise about all the reaches that are going on. Here's a three that Crawford blocks and takes away. And then the outlet to Wooden. No foul call. Lost the basketball underneath to Hurt, and she'll score. Crawford blocked it, grabbed it right on the end line, and ended up hitting the deck, and there was no call. Crawford into the paint. She'll drive and cannot get it to go. A beautiful drive, and Hurt got the rebound. And now a double dribble on Ravenna. Very sloppy first 2.5 minutes here of this third quarter, and part of that's because Centura's overplaying the ball. Ravenna's trying to go fast and burn them because they're doing that. Centura to throw it in. Kiera Wooden, somebody's got to move. Throws it out half court, Crawford to Christensen. Sizing up the three, lobs it into Davis. Good catch, left hand, missed it again, and then she's fouled on the putback. And all of a sudden, missing some bunnies here. Sarah McEwen with the foul, her first. And two free throws for Sydney Davis. She's 2 of 4 at the line, 8 points. 4 rebounds, 4 blocks, free throw, good. 39-27. Ravenna on top here early in the third quarter of play. Free throw number two is also good. And we're going to get a timeout called here by the Centurions. Coach Lathion Brown wants to go over some strategy with his girls. He'll only have 2 timeouts remaining. 5:29 to go in the basketball game's third quarter of play. It is Ravenna 39 and Centura 28. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They had the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Duke beats North Carolina in the annual battle between men's hoopsters tonight, 63-57. As we come back to action, Ravenna with a basketball off the screen. Kennedy Hurt leading it by 11. Her pass back out front is going to be picked off by Sydney Davis to Wooden. It's 1-on-3. She dribbles into the trap, steps out of there, gets it to Haydenfeld, who has checked in during the timeout. Four turnovers in the quarter for Ravenna, and we've only played 3 minutes. They had five total in the first half. Wooden with it, pumping off Fidelke, switches hands, gets it into the paint, little left-hand runner off the heel and in. And finally, Kira Wooden able to get some points on the board after an early three. 39-30, and then she reaches in and commits the foul in the backcourt. Oh, just things you can't do. First foul of the half, but that's the third foul on Wooden. And we talked about it a couple of minutes ago, all the reaching that Centura's doing, not so much getting their feet where it needs to be, but they're reaching, trying to poke the ball away. They're going to get thumped for that, and right there, Wooden did. Now with the basketball, Hurt over to Sklenar for three. That one is no good. Rebound, Wick, and a foul called on Centura, and they don't like it. It's going to be on Coughlin. So the foul on Kaylee will be her first. And they'll call it on the shot. Aspen Wick will get two free throws. She's 0 of 2 at the line. She picked up a couple of buckets very early in the game. She's got 4 points. Free throw, no good. And again, last night against Donovan Trumbull, they were kind of cruising along. And the next thing you know, here came the Cardinal and forced overtime. So that'll be in the back of the mind of the Jays here. Second free throw on the way, and it's too strong. And Haydenfeld comes down with a loose ball. Her third rebound for Centura out to Wooden, but the numbers just aren't there. That never stops Kiera, and she runs into the defender. And now Ravenna with a blocking foul. Morgan Fidelke, her second, team second. And it'll be Centura ball underneath their own hoop. First, we got a change as Cassidy Hurt will come in for the Jays and give Wick a breather. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Ravenna 39, Centura 30. The Centurions to throw it in. Kick it out. Coughlin, three. Off the heel, no good. McEwen will bring down the rebound, her fifth for the Jays. Nobody there to pass it to, so she takes a couple of dribbles. Now up the floor they come. With it is Hurt. Kennedy lobs it underneath. Oh, she saw a little sis who was wide open, but she had a hand in her face, so she had to throw it up high, and she just threw it right over Cassidy and out of bounds. The fifth turnover of the quarter here for Ravenna. So Centura's had a chance to get back in the game. Will they? That's the question. This is KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Dannebrog. Three, Wooden on the way. No good. Rebound grabbed again by McEwen. Final, and then the outlet pass deflected away. They'll just let it go, and it's going to be another Ravenna turnover. And the turnover bug bit them last night. Coach Malsby has four timeouts, but he's still taking the positive approach here. Again, next week is the final week of the regular season for Class C and D girls basketball, so not much to go till we get into the postseason. Tori Slenar tried to poke it away from Wooden. They're going to call her for the foul. That'll be her first. Next Tuesday, we've got a makeup game on ESPN, Kearney Catholic at Aurora. Next Thursday, Wood River will host Minden here on The Vibe. We're going to be out in Mitchell next Saturday for district wrestling. We'll do the C4 Live and have updates from everybody else that's involved. Here's Haydenfeld with the basketball. Back to Wooden. Skip pass over to Taya Christensen. Christensen starts to drive, falls down, and then Sklenar knocked it away, and they're going to give the ball to Ravenna. Torrey must not have touched the ball. Centura with their fourth turnover of the quarter. So they've got 12. Ravenna's got 11. And it's been 39-30 for quite a long time. Trying to change it. Hurt. Corner three. Showed up short. Foul. Fidelke. Rebound. Wooden. Third foul on Morgan. 6 of 12 now for Ravenna from downtown. They're 0 of 2 in this quarter. 4 of 10 for Centura, 1 of 3 in this quarter. In the corner looking for more Christensen. Stanar on her. Looks for the screen, doesn't really get anywhere with it. Hands it off to Kiara Wooden. Stanar switches and puts some pressure on her out around midcourt. Now tips the ball away, and the steal is made if they can pick it up cleanly here. Turnover Centura. They won't get a run-out layup, but they will possess the basketball. Sklenar into the left-hand corner to Cassidy. Hurt got right out of there with it. Looks inside and is picked away. Steal made by Sydney Davis. One-on-one with Sklenar, and Sydney, they let her go. She'll score. And a dozen points now for Davis. And finally, somebody scored, and we're going to get a timeout called here by Ravenna. Coach Noah Walsby doesn't want to see a repeat of last night. With 2:24 remaining in the third quarter of play, the Jays will use their first full-length timeout. It's Ravenna 39, Centura 32. This is the girls' championship game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Doug Duda back with you in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth at the Bison Dome in Central City for the final game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. And Kearney Towing is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair when you need us. We'll be there. 2:24 to go in the girls' championship third quarter. Ravenna 39, Centura 32. The lead was 14. Full court pressure. Ravenna throws over the top to Sklenar. Looked a lot better there to Hurt. Hurt drives the right side of the lane and now picks the dribble up. Now she needs some help. It's taken away. She spun to find a teammate. It was taken away by Christensen. Up to Davis. Fakes the three. Now takes a 14-footer. It's short. And Hurt gets back to box out and get the rebound. Again, every steal, that ball goes up quickly for Centura. And that is the eighth turnover of this quarter. Now Sklenar for three. It hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes back out to Christensen. And the buckets are not falling right now. Long pass to Coughlin. Her pass deflected away. It is a turnover fest. And everybody's trying to go too quick. That is six on Centura. We told you eight for Ravenna in this quarter. In the first half, it wasn't that bad. Here's Sklenar driving the baseline. Comes up and under. Shot no good. Rebound. McEwen battles for it. We're going to have a fight for it. We're going to have a jump ball between Coughlin and McEwen. And the arrow points the way of Centura. Ravenna has been on 39 points for 4 minutes. Coach Lathion Brown called the timeout at the 5:29 mark, and the Blue Jays have not scored since. We're at 1:21. And Centura with the ball can cut it to five, maybe even four here. And Kiara Wooden brings it to the right side, looks for Davis on the back cut, has it, runs into McEwen and missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Ella Rasmussen just got in, and another jump ball. They're going to say more of a block there for McEwen after Rasmussen got the board. And the arrow points the way of Ravenna. Not as much playing time for Rasmussen tonight as last night, where she played well. Ball poked away from Fidelki, but it rolls into the front court. She runs it down. Wick sets a screen for no good. Rasmussen got the rebound. Foul on Ravenna. The foul is on Aspen Wick. That'll be her second. Fifth team foul. And Ravenna's going to not put any backcourt pressure on. They're going to allow Centura to bring it up. 57 seconds to go in this quarter. And Ravenna had that fourth quarter disaster last night. Not much going on here in the third quarter for them. Only 4 points. Driving in Wooden all the way to the left block. Then she got stopped and walked. Wave off the bucket. Yep, she did. One of those where she did a bunch of fake and then she got rid of the defender and then she took another step. And that'll be turnover number 7 of the quarter. Well, Centura's had plenty of chances, and they haven't been able to utilize hardly any of them. Sklenar, they throw over the top. Bounce pass into the paint. Fidelke throws it up, draws the foul. Ella Rasmussen will have her first of the ball game. And Morgan Fidelke to the line. Well, after tonight, Ravenna will play at St. Paul and Gibbon. And Centura goes 3 straight games to Albion to play Boone Central, to Sutton, and to Arcadia Loop City. Should be wins in all those games for both teams. Just kind of getting ready to set it up for the sub-district again. Free throw by Morgan Fidelke. Second free throw up, and it's no good. Rebound Sydney Davis. If Ravenna wins this, it pretty much secures that they'll get to be the sub-district host, as the 3 by Haydenfeld in transition is no good. Off the rim and out of bounds. Nobody grabs it. And, of course, SEM is in that sub-district as well. It's unbelievable the amount of top 10 teams, top 5 teams. And Cassidy Hurt comes back in. 40-32 Jays. 23 seconds to go. Full court pressure on. They got it to Sklenar. She slides by the defender, has some numbers, runs into Haydenfeld, who trips and goes down. Now Sklenar gives it to Hurt. Double teamed. Back to the top of the key. Kelly Huerta's in. She has it knocked away by Wooden. Wooden with the steal. One-on-one against Sklenar. Ball takes a funny hop. She still stops and scores. Ravenna wanted a carry, didn't get it. And that'll be the end of the quarter. And so this game is not over yet. Ravenna had built a 14-point lead, but we go to the fourth quarter. It is a 6-point cushion. Ravenna 40, Centura 34. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Girls Championship game on The Vibe at NewsChannelNebraska.com.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. The long answer is a bit more personal and might include things like student loan debt, mortgage payments, or funeral expenses. No matter what stage of life you're in or what expenses you might leave behind, life insurance coverage is a smart move. Contact me, McKenzie, at 308-234-2222. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBLA Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application, and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzsmarine.com.
We start the fourth quarter. Centura throws it away. Ravenna comes to the other end, and Aspen Wick hits the layup. Just that quick, it's 42-34. 16 turnovers for Centura, 14 for Ravenna. The teams combined for 16 turnovers last quarter. Christensen, the right corner three, no good. Aspen Wick, the rebound, and another whistle and a foul. This one is on Kaylee Coughlin, her second. 4 fouls on Centura, 5 on Ravenna. 3-point shooting in the game, 4 for 12 for Centura, 6 for 13 for Ravenna, but Ravenna was 0 of 3 last quarter. As they break the press over the top to McEwen, down to the baseline, Wick blocked twice. First one was blocked by Crawford. That's 7 blocks in the game for Centura. Kiara Wooden into the front court. They're led by Sydney Davis's 12 points so far in the game. 9 for Christensen, 7 for Wooden. Davis posted up, got it inside to her. She's doubled, one dribble, put it up. They're going to say no foul. Centura didn't like it. Wick got a hand on it, so give good defense to Aspen Wick. For Ravenna, 18 points for Kennedy Hurt. 8 for Sklenar, and a travel on Ravenna. Could fatigue be part of all this here in the second half? 42-34. Our high school basketball brought to you by Certified Piedmontese Beef, Italian Heritage Bread, Nebraska-raised perfection. It's lean, tender, delicious, and will be shipped right to your door anywhere in the country. Order at cpbeef.com, cpbeef.com. That's Certified Piedmontese Beef. And a hand check foul on Aspen Wick, her third. Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Who's going to execute better in the final 6:42? Because it's been kind of a crapshoot in the third quarter, now into the fourth. Into Davis, gets it out to Christensen. Gets the ball to dribble and bounce a little bit off to Crawford. Into Sklenar. McEwen knocks it away, but picked up before it goes out of bounds by Christensen. Right in front of the Centura bench, and Coach Brown says, get it back out. Let's settle down. Let's reset here. Centura, two timeouts. Ravenna has three. A jump ball goes to Ravenna. Wooden drives off the screen, uses the glass on the left side, and scores. 9 points now for Kiera Wooden. And we're going to get a timeout after the make here by Centura. They're only going to have one timeout remaining. 6:15 to go in a game. 42-36, Ravenna. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Always want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we're coming down to possibly another nail-biter in a girls' contest here. Had two of them last night, decided on the final possession. One even went to overtime. 42-36. Ravenna has the ball in the lead and still 6:10 to go. Anybody's ball game. Ravenna's biggest lead was 14. Lob it down to Sarah McEwen. Stops in the right-hand corner, back to Fidelke, and she's run into by Crawford. Second foul on Page. Could also come down to some free throw shooting. Centura is 6 of 9, and Ravenna is just 8 of 14 in the game. Aspen Wick's going to come back in, and Cassidy Hurt, after a brief appearance, will come back out. Kennedy Hurt to throw it in underneath her own hoop. Lobs it into Sklenar. Sklenar from five, no good. Got her own rebound. It battles and bounces around and goes. 10 points now for Sklenar. And that'll make it 44-36. Centura down by eight. In the corner, Christensen thought about a three. No. Skips it over to Coughlin. She will take the three. It's no good. Centura can't get the rebound. There's McEwen again being accosted on the baseline. But now has eight boards, and as she can't get out of there, she travels with it. There was nobody to help her. First they thought, okay, and then it looked like things cleared out. Nonetheless, a turnover. And McEwen needs a breather, so they'll bring her out, give Claire Coulter some time. Probably a good idea there by Coach Malsby, just give her a break. And now we've got a foul on the inbound. They threw it to Coughlin for a three. The whistle came fighting through the screen. Aspen Wick now has four, and that does give you the 1-1, and it'll be Paige Crawford. Only gets about 2 points a game, hasn't scored, hasn't shot a free throw. Here comes Cassidy Hurd in for Aspen Wick, who has those four fouls. Three on Fidelke for Centura, three on Wooden. And now Paige Crawford, the front end of the 1-1. On the way, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Davis. Davis comes up with the left hand, now switches, shot no good. Off of Coughlin, out of bounds. Ball belongs to Centura. For the way the first quarter was, this rest of the game has not been anything like it. It was 23-14 after one, Ravenna. Inbounds pass Coughlin, another three, and that one's good. Kaylee with her second three, her first since the first quarter. And it's 44-39. This is as close as they've been since midway through the quarter. And Wooden slaps it, steals it away up to Davis. She got fouled hard by Hurt. Davis didn't handle the pass very well, so she kind of had to stutter stop. And that's when Hurt says, well, I'm going to make you earn it. And the second foul on Kennedy Hurt. So Sydney Davis, 4 of 6 at the line, will head there to shoot two. Centurions trying to get back in it. They're getting closer. Free throw, no good. On ESPN Tri-Cities, the Amherst boys lead SEM 16-8 at the end of the first quarter in the boys' championship. In the girls, Amherst won at 51-47. Davis, second free throw all the way down, and it spits out. Coulter will grab the rebound. Could have cut it to three, and now it's five and could get even bigger here for a three-pointer. Hurt. No, hit the front of the rim. Rebound Crawford ends up on the ground. Are we going to get a foul or a travel? We're going to get a foul and another one and one. The foul is on Coulter. It'll be her second. Ninth team foul as we come the other way. Again, they have wrapped things up at the state high school duels in Kearney tonight. And give you a couple more finals here, hopefully. Free throw on the way, and it's no good. So missing three free throws in a row. Centura rebound, Kennedy Hurt. And then they throw it away again. And timeout, Ravenna. Coach Noah Walsby has two remaining. 4:53 to go in a basketball game. Ravenna has scored 9 points in the second half, and they lead it 44-39 here on The Vibe.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I like small towns. This is home to me. I can't imagine being anywhere else. There's a sense of camaraderie, helping whenever you can. We are more caring because of that, because, you know, we want to do the best for our neighbors and our friends.
When you hear that you have metastatic breast cancer, you get knocked down, and either you stay down or you pick yourself up and you keep going.
We are Nebraskans, and we are ultimately a family.
It goes from there. Carlene is one of those that says, just do it. And who will talk and who will joke with you and who will cry with you.
One of the things that I truly love about Mary Lanning is that we are an independent hospital. We don't have somebody out in California telling us how to run our hospital. At Mary Lanning, we can make things happen. I'm Carlene Springer, and I'm a Nebraskan at heart.
Out of the timeout, you hear the crowd erupt. It's a banked-in three-pointer by Kaylee Coughlin, and that makes it a two-point game. 44-42, Ravenna, 4.5 to go, and Ravenna turns it over again. Boy, the fourth quarter haunted them last night, and tonight it's the third and fourth quarter, and Centura has a chance to get the lead for the first time since the first quarter of play. And that means Kiara Wooden, doesn't it? She's got it. Screen, brings it to the right side. She's wide open. She drives and put it up too strong. And then she makes a silly fourth foul. Sarah McEwen grabbed the rebound cleanly. There was nobody around, and she just went in there and whacked her on the arm. That's a double ding. Missed the layup. Get the foul. And a fourth on Kiara, the sixth team foul. She knows better. And the junior stays on the floor. 4:15 to go. They need her. As Hurt tries to hustle up the floor on the left side. Stopped by Coughlin. Bounce pass to McEwen. Right back. And they've got to stay aggressive to try and get points. And Sklenar is. Drives the right side. Lays it up over the rim and in. Four in the quarter. 12 in the game for Tori Sklenar. 46-42. A four-point lead for the Blue Jays. Wooden with it between the circles. Guarded again by Fidelke. Lobs it down to Davis. Turns into the double team. Knocked away from behind by Hurt. Hurt knocked it out of there. Turnover Centura. Now Kennedy brings it across the timeline. Runs into Davis. Wrap around pass to Sklenar. Who can survive this? Lob it down to McEwen. Great catch by Sarah. Then they knock it out of her hand, so she gives it up, and the layup is good by Fidelke. 48-42, back-to-back buckets, Ravenna. Crawford to the trailer. Christensen still 3:20, all kinds of time. Ravenna settled down there after it cut to two. Now Wooden drives into the double team. Everybody leaves her, and she knocks down a little six-footer. After she stopped, Ravenna just assumed she was going to pass the ball, so they sagged off on the other players, and now Coughlin knocks it out of bounds. It'll still be Ravenna ball, but Wooden, keeping her composure there, now has 11 points, knocked down a key jumper. 48-44 Ravenna, 3:04 to go here. Earlier today, Ord girls 71-39 over Donovan Trumbull. Wood River boys over Ravenna 44-40. Donovan Trumbull won the boys game over Central City 69-55. Off the inbound, we got a fast break the other way. Sklenar takes it in, but they say before she makes the bucket, we're going to have a foul called and a 1-1 coming up. The foul is on Katie Haydenfelt, her second, and a 1-1 for Tori Sklenar. She's 2 of 2. That came all the way back, though, in the first quarter. She's got a dozen points. Second on the team today to Kennedy Hurt, who only has 2 in the second half, 18 total. Free throw, no. Rebound, Davis, a rare miss from Sklenar. Sydney pushes it up the floor, still coming, kicks it into the corner. Haydenfelt passes on the three. Now needs somebody to throw the ball to, gets it to Davis. Davis hands it back off to Wooden, uses the screen, back to Sydney. She'll try the three-pointer, and it is going to bounce around, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Wooden. She was in there again, trying to grab that offensive board like she did so many times last night against Ord. But that time couldn't corral it. 2:38 to go, 48-44 Ravenna. Ravenna would get the ball if there's a jump. Two timeouts for Ravenna, one for Centura. Both teams are in the bonus. In fact, double bonus for Ravenna. And that's about where they're to go. As they come in, the shot is going to ricochet off of Ravenna and out of bounds. Losing her balance was Morgan Fidelke. She actually fell down and just threw it up there. Then the ball came right back off of her back and went out of bounds. And Centura again has a chance to make it a one-possession game. 48-44 Ravenna, the new West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. When we are done, off the screen, Wooden down the middle, slices, dices, and scores. She's better than the best knife in the business, 48-46. 2 points again, Sklenar into the front court. Reach in foul, is that it on Wooden? Or are they going to call it on Christensen? It's on Wooden, she's fouled out. Kiara Wooden has fouled out of the basketball game as Sklenar dribbled between her and Christensen. 2:03 to go in the game. She'll finish with 13 points and 2 rebounds. 10 of those points in the second half. Sklenar now goes to the line to shoot the 1-1. And this time the free throw is good. 49-46 Ravenna. 2:03 remains in our contest. And the second free throw. Sklenar takes 2 dribbles, puts it up, and it's all net. So Tori hits them both. 50-46. Still playing from behind Centura. Crawford, Page gets it to the trailer. Sydney Davis. One-on-one with Hurt. Sydney drives right side of the key, leaves it off for Coughlin. Coughlin trying to work on Wick, who has those 4 fouls. Back out to Davis. Got to be smart here. Coughlin should post up Wick with those 4 fouls. Back up top, Christensen. Not exactly sure what to do, and Centura only has 1 timeout, so Haydenfelt fires a 3 and hit it. It drew rain, but Katie Haydenfelt cuts it to 1, and that should be the final timeout of the game here for the Centurions, according to my book. 1:30 to go in a game, and it's a 1-point affair. Ravenna 50, Centura 49. This is a timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Relationships matter.
Success in agriculture depends on many things. This is Michael Bauer with Town & Country Bank. Among the most important are relationships that you can count on.
relationships with people who understand the risks you face, who help navigate complicated situations, and who deliver on their promises. We at Town & Country Bank are people you can count on.
Relationships matter. Town & Country Bank.
Member FDIC.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Ravenna, who's had trouble handling the basketball, facing full court pressure with a minute and a half to go. Hurt brings it across the timeline, lobs it to Slidar. It's 50-49 Ravenna. Kind of like they had happened to them yesterday. Had a 15-point lead evaporate. Today they were up 14, but it was in the second half, not all here in the fourth quarter. Hurt gets it back out top, playing keep away. Sydney Davis kicks the ball. She's putting her foot out, trying to deflect it away. Ravenna trying to win this tournament for the first time since 2011. Centura for the first time since 2012. We're a minute eight away, maybe, of finding out who does it. Squinar. Christensen makes her give it up. Torrey with the basketball into the corner. Here's a drive and running over Haydenfeld. Haydenfeld, yeah, that's a block. That's absolutely the right call. She had zero position, and Fidelke will end up going to the line. Katie Haydenfeld, her third personal foul. The team fouls are even at nine. Fidelke, 1-2 at the line, has 6 points with a crucial 1-1 with 58 seconds to go. And the front end of the 1-1 is all net. Second free throw on the way. No problem. Both of them were pure as snow right there. 52-49. Fast break up the floor. They get it to Haydenfeld. Down by three. And remember, I don't think they have a timeout. Davis tries the three. It's no good. Wick will grab the rebound here. She's getting trapped, trying to get a jump ball. I think we're going to get a foul called on Coughlin, reaching in to force the jump, and instead getting her third foul, the 10th team foul. And Aspen Wick now comes to the other end to shoot two. Now this is who you want there, the way the night has gone. Wick is 0 of 4 at the line. 6 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. And she gets two. That usually makes it a little easier. You just don't have as much nerves, but the free throw is strong and no good. Ravenna 52, Centura 49. 44 seconds remaining. Chance to make it a two-possession game here for Aspen Wick. The second free throw on the way. It's too strong. Sydney Davis grabs the rebound. Wick tried to knock it away. Lucky they didn't call her for a foul. She'll get it ahead to Christensen. Christensen drives and gives it to Haydenfeld for the tying three. She's fouled on the three. It did not go, but Fidelke got her on the arm. And three free throws are coming up for Katie Haydenfeld. She's hit two threes. She has not shot a free throw in the ball game. And she's got three of them here with 33 seconds. And the first one is no good. 0 of 4 in the fourth quarter from the line for Centura. Two more to go. See if we can knock these down. And Haydenfeld puts it up. And again, one more to go here. 7 points for Katie. 52-50 Ravenna. McEwen and Wick with the rebounding position. And Haydenfeld's third free throw. Off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Sklenar. Ravenna the ball, a two-point lead. They're able to get it in the front court to Hurt. Now it's two-on-one underneath to Wick. Wick's layup blocked. Blocked by Coughlin. Picked up by McEwen, and she scored. McEwen might have actually walked with the basketball, but nonetheless, a bucket. Fast break the other way. Davis puts it up and in. They don't have any timeouts. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Ravenna got it in very quickly. And did Ravenna get a timeout called? Yeah, they did. Ravenna called the timeout. Probably should put another couple seconds on the clock here, but that's not being discussed. They will have one timeout remaining. We'll go ahead and keep it right here with 10 seconds to go. The timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you. It is Ravenna 54, Centura 52. Centura has never caught up. They cut it to one at 50-49 after being down 14 here in the second half. But that is as close as they've been. And now Ravenna has the ball with a two-point lead. And again, they've had all kinds of trouble getting it up the floor, but they don't have to get it across the timeline because there's less than 10 seconds. Kennedy Hurt to throw it in. Here we go. Looking, well covered. Ball, timeout. Going to get a timeout. The inbounds was tipped. Are we going to get a foul away from the ball? Oh, my. They're going to call a foul away from the ball on Taya Christensen when there was nobody to throw the ball to. Nearly a five-second call. And two free throws for Tori Sklenar, the best free throw shooter on the team. What a call. I didn't see it because I was watching down low, but wow. Free throw, good. And if she makes this, that should end the game because Centura doesn't have a timeout. Second free throw, Sklenar is good. And now they've just got to stay out of the way. Davis brings it up the floor, pulls up for the three. It's off the heel, no good. And Ravenna has won the Lou Platt Conference Tournament Championship. It came right down to the wire. But the number one and two teams in the state end up playing one right till the final moment. It's Ravenna 56 and Centura 52. Centura falls to 17-3 with two of those losses to Ravenna. The Jays are now 20-1. All 20 of them in a row. The only team to beat them, Amherst, won the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tonight. And Ravenna wins the title for the first time in 12 years. When we come back, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation, or we'll move into the postgame show. The New West postgame show coming up.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
And welcome back to Central City one more time in a Bison Dome where earlier, the Donovan Trumbull boys cut down the nets, and now the Ravenna Lady Jays will cut down the nets after their 56-52 win over Centura. And this is The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Ravenna, your conference champions. An update from Holdridge. Amherst boys are getting a battle from SCM. SCM knocked off Elm Creek last night, and Amherst still leads it, but it's Amherst 28 and SCM 20 at the half. That's the lowest they've had in the first half, and it's close a game they've had at halftime for the Amherst boys in a long, long time, probably all the way back to the holiday tournament. Well, we've got a chance here to hopefully talk to both of the coaches and also run down the final stats of our basketball game. And remind you that high school basketball, great to have you with us, and this is what it's all about. Next week at this time, we'll be wrapping up districts from wrestling. Congratulations to all the girls that qualify today in district wrestling. And we will get a chance after all the pictures sort themselves out to talk with the head coach, Noah Malsby, and Lathian Brown as they continue to cut down the nets. So let's go ahead and start looking at our final numbers. First off, for the Centura Lady Centurions, Kaylee Coughlin hit three threes. She had 9 points and three rebounds. Kiara Wooden, 13 points, 10 of those in the second half. She had two rebounds. Katie Haydenfelt had 7 points, three rebounds. Ella Rasmussen, two rebounds. Taya Christensen, 9 points, three rebounds. Sydney Davis led the way with 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Much more effective tonight than last Friday in the game against Ravenna. Paige Crawford didn't score, but 3 rebounds, 3 block shots, did what she was asked to do tonight as well. For Centura, 23 points in the first half, 29 in the second half. And the Centurions finish with 52 points, 24 rebounds. They were just 7 out of 15 from the free throw line, including 1 of 6 in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting for the Centurions tonight. They cast up quite a few of them there in the fourth quarter where they were 3 of 8. So they end up 7 of 19 from 3-point land. 8 block shots for Centura and 17 turnovers for the Centurions as they fall now to 17 and 3 on the season with the 56-52 loss. And as we said, Centura will wrap up their season with 3 games next week. Tuesday at Boone Central and Albion, Thursday at Sutton, and next Friday at Arcadia Loop City with a good chance that these teams will meet again in the sub-districts. Now, SEM will have something to say about that. SEM very good, and that's going to probably be the deal. Ravenna will host that sub the way it plays out, and then SEM and Centura are going to have to play in that first round of the sub-districts. And so that's twofold. You don't know who's going to win, and then it takes all of your energy to win that and have to turn around and most likely have to play Ravenna a couple of nights later. We'll take a look at the final stats for the Lady Jays, the champions, in a moment.
When experience matters, ENT Physicians and Family Hearing of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994, along with speech therapy services. With our main office located in Kearney and 9 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Cleansmith at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
At your friendly Friese and Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friese and Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FrieseandFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friese and Ford team.
And Doug Duda back with you here on the New West Post Game Show as we get ready to take a look at the final stats for the Ravenna Lady Jays. And here's what we've got for you. Now, Ravenna, kind of the tale of two halves. First half belonged to Kennedy Hurt. Tori Sklenar a little bit stronger in the second half of play. For Tori Sklenar, 15 points, 10 of those were in the second half. She had 5 rebounds. Aspen Wick has 6 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Morgan Fidelke had 8 points. Sarah McEwen, 8 points, a game-high 10 rebounds and 1 block. Claire Coulter had 1 rebound. Cassidy Hurt, 1.2 rebounds. And Kennedy Hurt ended up with 18 points and 4 rebounds. 16 of those points were in the first half of play. 35 points in the first half, just 21 in the second, but it's enough. 56 points, 26 rebounds, 14 out of 23 at the free throw line, 6 of 14 from 3-point land, including 0 of 4 in the second half. They had 2 blocks and ended up with 19 turnovers. But Ravenna now 20-1 and conference tournament champions, 56-52 with the win over the Centurions to bring home the championship here this evening. Coming up, we're going to talk with the head coach, Noah Malsby, who's making his way to our broadcast position on the New West postgame show. Again, we're back to basketball with a lot more coming your way next week, including Kearney Catholic at Aurora Tuesday on ESPN and Minden at Wood River here Thursday on The Vibe. Well, long time coming, but another one you can cross off the list for head coach Noah Malsby. Congrats, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Wasn't easy, but, hey, we got it done.
No, it was not easy in
the 1-3-1, man.
1-3-1 got you, but, man, I thought the way the first quarter went, I went, man, this is way better than last Friday.
Oh, honestly, both teams, like, just the basketball was better, you know. You know, I think everything was a lot more crisp. And honestly, both teams are still playing good defense. It just, you know, when shots go in, things look better too. But, you know, and you got to give a lot of credit to Centura too, because they came out ready to play. They played hard the whole time. And even once we got a lead, they kept battling.
How do you do things different against Davis this time? She didn't get into the foul trouble. So Wooden did. She didn't. How did that change the game?
You know, they did a good job of taking Davis to the block more this game and posting her up. And so they started doing it, too, so they're trying to get entries from the top, which makes it hard for us to have backside help. But, you know, I thought Kennedy did a great job of battling with her. She got tired a couple times, but, you know, she kept her out of the lane and she rebounded, and I thought she did a great job tonight.
Is the key to making the threes having the right kid shoot them, or it's just that night, or was it something Centura did?
How many did we make?
Well, you were 6 of 10 in the first half and then 0 of 4 in the second half when you didn't need to shoot as many.
And I honestly, I think the ones that we shot in the second half, I think they're a little bit of tired legs. You could tell everything was a little bit short. They were online. And it is. You know, we got a number of girls that can make them, and they were good shots too. You know, they were rhythm shots where they were stepping into them. And that always makes it easier.
And Kennedy was just on fire in that first half. She had 16 points. She had 3 threes. She was 3 of 3 at the line. I mean, so it didn't have to be Tori.
No. No, and she has the ability to do that. You know, she had a rough couple games, you know, the last couple games, and I'm so proud of her the way she bounced back. You know, she shot the ball well, and you could just see the confidence, you know, when she hit her first one. It was like kind of like we talked about the lid's off now. Let's go.
When you turned it over last night, Donovan Trumbull took advantage. It took a lot more turnovers for Centura to take advantage tonight, but they did almost catch up. What's going through your mind? Were there any similarities between last night and tonight from the turnovers and giving up the big lead?
I think our defense was better tonight. You know, we did a better job of keeping them out of the paint. Even once we did turn the ball over. And our turnovers, there was a couple that led to runouts, but for the most part, we were able to get back and play defense. And that's a key. You know, you're going to have some turnovers. Sometimes we have more than we should, but being able to get back and play defense and not turn the ball over for points, and we did a better job of that tonight versus, you know, last night, there's a few more for points, and our defense just wasn't as good.
What's it mean to win the conference championship? There's so many of those trophies. I mean, when they announced tonight, Ravenna Luplat Conference Champions, I couldn't believe how long it had been since that had been said, because for about a decade there it was said twice a Saturday every year.
Yeah, it's like a weight's lifted off your shoulders, kind of, you know. And here's the thing, we've been super close the last 10 years. You know, we got a whole lot of runner-ups. We just could never get over the hump, and whether it was Kearney Catholic or Ward, you know, and that's how it goes. But like I said, I'm proud for the girls because they have, you know, the list of goals, and this was the next one on the checklist, you know. So, you know, they keep checking them off, and hopefully we keep going.
And finally, if both teams take care of business, this should secure you hosting the sub-districts, thus not having to play SEM and getting to play at home. Pretty big deal.
Thank you. It is. You know, you always want to play in your home gym. You know, you're more comfortable in your home gym. You shoot better usually in your home gym. And, you know, hopefully you get a better matchup for you, you know, in that sub-district. You know, thing is, you can't look ahead either. You know, you look at last night, what happened, right? You had two really close games, and everybody's saying it was going to be Centurion and Ravenna in the conference finals. And it almost didn't happen. We almost met in
the
third, fourth place game. So, you know, anything can happen, but it's a big deal to get to play at home. You know, you have your crowd, and we like our gym.
Go enjoy it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Noah Malsby. They win it here for the Ravenna Blue Jays by a score of 56-52. We'll take a break and be back and talk to Coach Brown right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back. Still trying to corral Coach Brown, although he's being dad right now, so that's pretty cool as well. As a Centura falls by a score of 56-52. Ravenna winning the conference championship here. And earlier today, as we said, in case you missed it, 69-55. The ball game in the boys, Donovan Trumbull able to get the win. They played outstanding, got a big lead, and Central City just couldn't catch up to them. In the consolation game, Ward over Donovan Trumbull, 71-39. The boys' consolation, 44-40. The win in the game for Wood River as they were able to defeat the Ravenna Blue Jays in that contest. Again, our due respect to all of those at the state wrestling duels that may be heading home. In case you missed any of it, Aquinas wins Class D, 65-15 over Twin Loop. In the championship duel, Sutherland took third over Shelby Rising City, 36-34. Cambridge beat Thayer Central for fifth, 54-27. In Class C, your champion is Broken Bow, 56-15 over Battle Creek. Third went to St. Paul out of the Lou Platte Conference, 48-22 over Fillmore Central. And Raymond Central beat Loganview by a score of 42-38. In the Class B duels, your champions this year is Omaha Scut, 39-25 over Blair. Bennington took third, 38-36 over Cozad, and Waverly beat Northwest for fifth, 54-18. In Class A, it was Millard South, 42-19 over Lincoln East. Third went to Papillion-La Vista, 34-32 over Norfolk, and Elkhorn South took fifth place, 46-27 over North Platte. And we are joined now by head coach Lathion Brown. And coach, you told me before the game, hope it's better than the one we had last week. It was, and because both teams seem to have gotten out of the gates a little bit better, what a first quarter it was, and it didn't stay that pace. But just talk about not having any rust there and not maybe just if there was any nerves, they had to be gone early.
Yeah, I mean, to have a 14-point quarter for us, you know, they did some really good things offensively, and they shoot the ball really well in the first half traditionally. So the girls didn't have the yips. They didn't have too big of eyes. I felt pretty even, you know, if you're talking about feeling the moment too much on both sides. To me, it did anyway. So
last week, it was Sid that got a couple of early fouls. Tonight, it was Kiera, although your team kind of hung in there. Talk about who filled in for her and kept your team in the ballgame.
Oh, we subbed a lot of ways. We used Shaleski there in the first quarter. We used Katie Haydenfelt. I think I even subbed Hope McDonald, sophomore, in there. You know, that's a big moment to get on the floor, and especially when we're playing man-to-man against a solid basketball team. So we kind of had the trifecta rolling, just trying to piece things together based off the situation and put the best bodies on the floor we need.
When they're making threes, just kind of what are you thinking? Just kind of play it out, and they're not going to make them all night? Or do you have to make some changes?
Well, you want to play man-to-man, but you struggle. They screen really well. Their dribble handoff's good. And they just find ways to get open, and it doesn't seem like they ever miss in the first half, does it? It just feels like that net gets ripped if they get it off. So you got to have urgency to do it. So, you know, as you're thinking about a coach, the best way to take away the three-point shot is play solid man-to-man, but they do a good job generating that shot. You know, if you go zone, you're going to be susceptible to giving up a nice open look too. So you don't know when to implement it, when to use it. I guess the best thing to do is play your butts off and hope they don't in the first half and just endure and rebound everything so they don't get a second chance at it, right?
Talk about trying to come back in this game. Lathion Brown, head coach Centura, you're down 14. You eventually get it to one. You forced 9 turnovers in that third quarter.
Yep.
But didn't get a lot out of them. I mean, it was 39-30, as I said with Coach Malsby. It was 39-30 forever.
Yeah.
And you just couldn't finish, and you had enough turnovers yourself. What was the kind of thought? What was the frustration not being able? You're forcing them, but you're not catching up.
You know, we had a couple, you know, weird turnovers. We didn't catch the ball or this, that, and the other. We tried to feed the post, got it there. They'd have three bodies. They're straight up, so no foul call, you know. We didn't convert those buckets. We didn't make those layups. We missed one at the end of the game, too. And then free throws. You got to shoot free throws better. I think we were 5 for 14 or 7 for 16, and they shot 23 of them. So, I mean, that's the difference, too. That being said, we did shoot more threes than them. We made more threes. No, the difference in the game was the free throw line, really. You got to make those. And we had an opportunity to tie it up at the free throw line there, 3 free throws, and, you know, we didn't. You know, you just got to have them.
In the grand scheme of things, as I said to Noah, and we might have even talked about it before the game a little bit, you guys have both put yourself in a position to be in the district final no matter what happens in the sub-districts.
Yep.
But you're going to get one, if not two. It looks like you'll play SEM.
Yep.
Then they turn around, and I know there's still 3 more games to go
before
that. But take care of business, and you're still in a position to go to a district final, and you got a lot closer tonight. I'm sure you'd love to beat Ravenna if you get a third chance at it, but
yep.
What's all up there right now to make sure that you put yourself in a position to get to Lincoln?
You know, right now it's that next game mindset for me. As a coach, I gotta watch this game film tonight, tomorrow, reflect on it, see what I can do better so I can help the girls out. And then we got to take care of business next week. We got 3 road games. We go to Boone Central, we go to Sutton, and we finish out with Loup City. So we got to take care of those, secure as much wild card points as we possibly can. And then, yeah, you know, our sub-district, we're going to play our tails off in those games. But like you said, there's 3 teams there. Within SEM, Ravenna, and ourselves that are probably going to draw a sub-state game, right? So we're just going out to duke it out and get better at basketball, right? We would love that opportunity to play Ravenna again, to put our muster on the floor. I mean, people say we're one of the top teams in the state, and I told the girls after the game, I said, you know, if they're state-rated number one and you're state-rated number two, we went out there, went to Dukes with them, you got to believe that's who you are, right?
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Exactly, absolutely. Stay on track. We'll get the practice on Monday. We'll keep the energy as positive as we can, and we'll keep moving forward, growing.
All right, go be a family man now.
I'll try.
I saw that a little bit down there. Good job, bud.
Thank you.
Lathion, thanks, God. Coach Lathion Brown, and that's going to wrap up the 2023 Lou Platte Conference Basketball Tournament. This tournament has been so good for so many years, and usually you get some state tournament folks not just to get there but play in the championship. So congratulations to Donovan Trumbull boys and Ravenna girls. They are your Lou Platte Conference champions. And you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. There is no better place to be. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. So no matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. If you still need a little basketball, they're just getting underway in the second half on ESPN Tri-Cities as Amherst is playing in the championship boys game against SEM and had an 8-point lead at halftime. Final score, Ravenna girls 56, Centura 52. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. Good night.
Bob here from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With all the changes in flooring, it's hard to know what to do. Come in and we'll guide you through the whole flooring process. Our entire B&B family is still here. At B&B, we are known for our knowledge and our friendly service. Please remember us when you're looking for flooring. Our customers say, B&B, that's where we always go.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Thank you for being a part of this 98.9 The Vibe High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches' interviews, and past game recordings, go to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to 98.9 The Vibe.